Hello and thanks for tuning in to Mailbox. As promised, today we find out the name of last month's mystery check as well as the name of the winner who will receive Radio Prague goodies for his or her correct answer. So let's hear at least some of them. Richard Cook writes from England.
The Czech film director Miloš Forman is considered one of the most significant film directors in the world today. He received 2 Oscars for his films One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Amadeus.
Xiao Pingqian lives in China.
Honestly speaking, I've not yet watched Mr. Forman's films. I plan to watch 1 or 2 of his prize-winning films in the near future. Interestingly, my father was also born in 1932 and retired in 1992. I pray for Mr. Forman and his family. I wish he would be of a good condition and have a chance to visit Qian. If possible, please convey my greetings and best wishes to Mr. Forman. Have a good summer season.
Also from China, Chun Qiang Meng writes,
Miloš Forman is great and his films are very attractive to global viewers. Both Czechs and Americans love him. Of course, I also love him very much. I know his parents were killed in Nazi concentration camps during the Second World War. If they were alive today, they would be proud of their pioneering and hard-working son. I wish Mr. Forman would make more Oscar-winning films in the future.
Hans Werner Lolicke from Denmark included a question in his answer.
This month you made it really easy for us. The name of the film director is Miloš Forman. During my first visit to Prague after the fall of the wall, I was in a travel group, and the local guide told us that the guards at the president's office at Prague Castle wore uniforms designed by Miloš Forman. Is that the case?
Not quite. After Václav Havel first became president, he ordered new uniforms for the castle guard, and he approached Theodor Bištěk, Miloš Forman's favorite costume designer, who received an Oscar for Best Costume Design for Amadeus. Colin Law from New Zealand sent us many details about Miloš Forman's life and career.
His father was Rudolf Forman, a Jewish professor of education, and his mother Anna was a Protestant. During the war, his father was arrested by the Nazis for distributing banned books and later died in Buchenwald in 1944. His mother, although a Protestant, was also arrested by the Nazis and died in Auschwitz in 1943. Miloš and his 2 older brothers, Blahoslav and Pavel, were raised by uncles and friends of the family. Miloš was educated at King George College, a boarding school in Podibrady, where one of his fellow students was Václav Havel.
Harold Yeglin writes from Virginia.
I was made aware of the Fireman's Ball in 1991 when I married my Czech-born wife, the late Miloslava or Milka Yeglin, who was then already a long-time American citizen and resident. When we subsequently began our trips back to Pilsen, Prague, etc., to visit her family and friends, I came to know and appreciate all the more the characters and the humor of the Fireman's Ball. By then, Cuckoo's Nest and Amadeus were already classics, and Forman was world-famous. So buying a copy of The Fireman's Ball, a VCR cassette in that pre-DVD day, was a delightful reach into his Czech film history, about which the public beyond Czechoslovakia's borders and the Iron Curtain knew little.
David Eldridge from England shared his tastes as regards Forman's films.
I enjoyed his 1965 film, A Blonde in Love, known as Loves of a Blonde in the United States, and I think it captures the atmosphere of the era very well. I've seen it twice, on the second occasion in a commercial cinema. An extremely worn print with very poor sound was screened. Just when the waiter hilariously retrieved wine from 2 ladies he had mistakenly served, a film splice of just about 1 second was enough to completely spoil the humorous effect of the episode. What a pity they weren't screening a digitally restored copy.
Charles Konecny from the United States also has a preferred movie.
Miloš is a very successful film director, but my favorite was his humorous small-budget film, The Fireman's Ball. All scenes took place inside the town hall, except at the end, used mostly non-actors, and it still made an Academy Award nomination. Almost as funny as the film was the reaction of a large number of Czech firemen and communist authorities to the film. I guess they couldn't see the humor. Anyway, Forman was another Czech who rose above the turmoil of World War II and the heavy hand of the communists to rise to the top of his profession.
Thank you very much once again for your time and effort, and it's my pleasure to announce that the lucky winner this time is Harold Yeglin from the United States. Congratulations, and your parcel is in the post. Our competition is still running, and who knows, it may be you next time who will be picked out of the hat. All you need to do is send us the name of the 19th century Czech-born American missionary and bishop who was canonized in 1977. Please send us your answers by the end of July to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague. I'll be back next week with a regular edition of Mailbox. Until then, happy listening.
Pavla will be back same time next week. Meanwhile, if you'd like...